All right.
And welcome back to our podcast.
Yep, this is Taryn Kwan.
Our unnamed podcast.
Yep, KT. Now, yeah.
Yeah, I recognize that in the last podcast, I didn't talk much. In the last podcast, it was our first one, and
I got a little carried away.
Tara instinctively grabbed the phone and used it as a microphone and would not let go.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Well, would you like to introduce what our topic will be about today?
Today will be about jobs, specifically finding one. And yeah.
And Kalani, you've had a lot of experience with this. Tell me, what was it like looking for a job? What'd you feel when you finally found a job? And I mean, how do you like working?
Okay, well, I first applied to my first ever like a application to a job was to this random store that I knew nothing about. I knew nothing about what they were selling. And it's right behind my house. And that was, I feel like that was sophomore year of high school.
Wow.
And my mom went with me, so that was kind of a, you know, a little downgrade.
Oh.
Because when you go in with your mom,
that's, yeah,
it's like, what the heck? And right off the bat, I felt like he knew, like, he didn't really know what I was talking about.
Mm.
Because he was like, oh, do you know how to work Microsoft Word? And I was like, yeah. Do you know how to work a star? And I was like, sure.
Yeah.
So, from there, I tried to apply to many, many places.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the pressure came from my mom because she would always be like, apply to this place, apply to this place. Did you call back this place? Did you call back, like, all those things? Like, did you talk to a manager? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, like, lay off, you know?
Yeah.
And long story short, after about 2 years, I finally landed a job, my first job.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's at this little smoothie snack shack,
mm-hmm,
place by the beach. It was perfect.
Yeah.
I loved it. There was no AC, though, so it got a little bit warm.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you got the sea breeze.
Yeah.
So.
Not really, but sure.
Just step outside for 5 seconds, you know.
Yeah.
Beautiful lunch breaks.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I walked on the pier. Walked around, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And fun fact, I didn't get that first job until I lied. Usually people lie on their resumes or in the interview.
Right, right.
It was a little white lie.
Mm-hmm.
She asked, it was like a middle of the day, like,
yeah,
Wednesday, mm-hmm, during the school year. And obviously I kind of ditched school to go. And then she was like, oh, like, so you're in high school. Like, are you supposed to be a school? Like, is Wednesday just like a different schedule? And I was like, oh, yeah. Wednesday's just a little bit of different schedule.
Oh my gosh.
You know? And I felt like she finally found out that I was kind of lying then, but she didn't really care because by then I was like hired and,
yeah,
already her favorite.
Yeah.
And because I would like tell her my availability and I was like, yeah, like it's the same throughout the week. And, you know,
yeah,
same on Wednesdays, so.
Yeah.
And then, about 6-7 months after that, business was actually doing really slow, and, the shop closed down.
Mm.
Yeah. So then, I was jobless again.
Yeah.
And then it took me another 6 or 8 months to find another job.
Wow.
And I felt like that was another perfect one for me.
Yeah.
It's a natural food store.
Mm-hmm.
It's... I really like it. I really love the store,
yeah,
as a customer. And they opened up a new location.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I applied to there. And then I actually applied for the juice bar, which I didn't really want, but I had so bad luck applying for other ones that was, like, stuff that I actually wanted. I was like, I don't want to do food again. Yeah. But then I just got tired of, like, you know, trying to apply and, like, you know, whatever. So I was like, I'll just go with my experience and I'll apply for the juice bar.
Yeah.
So they called me in for an interview. And I interviewed for the juice bar. It went really well. And then I got a call back, like, the next day or something. And they offered me a job for a cashier. They didn't even recognize or, like, say anything about me interviewing for the juice bar. And
that's
I was like,
funny.
I don't even care. I got a job. Yes, please.
Yeah.
And so now I've been working there for about 4 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah. And, you know, I am currently in the job search. I figured it was about time, and I think I'll be allowed to have one by now, and, you know, just gotta make the gas money somehow, and I'm just looking for an easy, simple, I mean, entry-level part-time job I can do while going to school full-time,
yeah,
have like something to do in the evening, you know?
Most students, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I went into this being picky, you know? It's like, yes, I want to work here, I want to work there, this is what I like to do.
So and was then, I. I was kind of picky at first, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, in one way, you may find yourself doing best with things that fit you, maybe, a little bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, just from the few interviews I've had so far, when they ask me these questions, how do you keep up with the latest fashion trends? What do you do if, do you have a food handler's card? All these things, I'm like, it just makes me feel like, am I really cut out for these jobs? And I feel like maybe there's just some where you just know you fit. You are a perfect match.
Yeah.
You know, you know.
Yeah.
You know what it is. You know the company. You just are in with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm still waiting to find that opportunity. I think it's going to come to me. I'm applying still to just random places, whether it be restaurants, clothing stores, you know, wherever, fast food places, wherever I can go to find a job. And I'm just going to keep my options open, you know, wait for the right door to open and, yeah, figure it out from there.
Yeah, of course. I remember my interview for my first job. It went so well, and I was so comfortable and so confident. And I felt like I was so right for that job.
Yeah.
Like, if I didn't get that job, I was going to call back and be like, you know, what the heck? Mm-hmm. I'm perfect for this. But I did end up getting the job, so I didn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the weirdest thing for me is that I felt like I was cut out, you know, for the clothing store.
Yeah.
Interviewer said he really liked me. He had wanted a second interview with me, and maybe, I don't know, you know, it didn't work out, obviously. That is the cutest freaking dog.
I know. It looks like a Malamute.
Oh my gosh. It looks like a little fox.
It does. There's a little brown dog that just went by in the car.
The cutest thing. So,
So you applied at Tilly's, can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's pretty well known, you know?
Right. And, the guy was like, yeah, no, the hiring manager, he was like, as soon as I saw you yesterday, I was like, I want that girl to have a second interview. And he was like, I just love talking to you. I don't know, you know? And, he was like, we're going to give your, reference a call either today or tomorrow. Give them a heads up. I want to get this going before you leave, because at the time I was leaving to go for, like, a weekend trip.
Yeah.
And when I got back from my trip, you know, I never got a call any of those days. I think, like, 3 or 4 days went by, and I was like, well, maybe I could, like, check in. But first I started off, okay, let me contact my reference. I asked her, did they ever contact you? She said, no, they haven't yet. And, So I think either that same day or the following day, I'd called in and asked, hey, I was wondering if I could speak to anyone about, you know, my application process and just where I'm at. And he was like, you know, our hiring managers are out today. I'll make sure one of them gives you a call tomorrow. And I never got a call. And I don't know if I should have taken that as a sign to, like, it just wasn't meant to be, or they just didn't want to tell me, hey, I'm sorry, we didn't give you, we couldn't offer you this position, whether it be my schedule or weekends. But you know what? To be honest, I think that happened for a reason.
Sometimes I just forget.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, something will happen within the company that, like, they're so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And then they just forget.
Right.
But, you know what's also weird? Like, I never asked any of my references if they got calls or anything.
Really?
Yeah. I just, like, put them down.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they even just tell you to put it, but they don't actually call them.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
And you know what's, both of my jobs, they were both, like, new stores.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just, like, a me thing, or...
Yeah.
Because it usually doesn't happen.
Yeah. But you would think that they have more openings when it is a newer store.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But my first job only had, like, 4 employees, and then my boss.
Wow.
Yeah. Because it was a 420-square-foot...
Yeah.
...place, including the back and the bathroom.
Wow.
It was tiny.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, I don't know. We'll see where I end up. And, you know, wherever I end up, I'm thinking this is just a starting point and a starting place, you know?
Oh, yeah.
If it's somewhere I really like, maybe, and it is, like, let's say a restaurant and I could work my way up to, like, a waitress, awesome.
It's always good to have a place where you can work up.
Yeah. You know, if it's a clothing store and it's, like, maybe I can work at a higher up-level clothing store, you know? Because yeah. There, you know, some... Actually, a lot of clothing stores require experience, which I've realized. Like, at least a year in merchandising or something.
Well, my, the juice smoothie place mm-hmm. also said experience required.
Really?
Must be 18. I applied anyway.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah. So.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Drop off an application or whatever, you know?
And you technically already have a little bit of experience with food.
Yeah. Right. So.
Maybe you should apply at an ice cream place.
I know. Honestly, that's what I was thinking.
So, a little background. Terry, do you want to talk about it or should I?
You can talk about it.
So. Tara's family, not started, kind of branched off from this one Italian ice business, and they did their own thing. They did, sports games and auto events and kind of things like that, just to be a little vendor for, the food section. And, you know, they did Italian ice. Sometimes they would do coffee and stuff like that, so.
And, you know, it was fun.
Yeah.
Those events could be really fun, and I enjoyed it. Connie even worked a couple times, would come by.
I did. Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it. It was fun. And, you know, that's probably my experience with customer service, and hopefully that can help benefit me in some way.
Yeah. I'm sure it will.
Yeah. That's something, you know?
Yeah.
Well, any word of advice you can give to others when it comes to trying to look for a job that they feel is, like, suitable for them, they feel like they belong there, like...
Yeah.
They're happy to go to work.
Yeah. Patience and confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Patience and confidence.
Yeah.
Patience, because you don't know how long it's going to take.
It took me 2 years to find my first job.
Yeah.
And then 8 months.
Yeah.
To find another I feel like it was longer than that.
I don't know.
No. It was, let's see, October. It was October, November-ish. And then I got hired in, like, February. How long is that? 6 months?
When did you get hired?
February?
Like five.
Oh, 5 months? Okay,
yeah. Yeah. But it was a new store, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. And confidence. Sometimes the little white lies can go a long way.
Yeah, because that shows... I mean, it doesn't show anything. It just fakes you out to show yourself that you're confident in what you're saying.
Right. Exactly.
What else?
I
think that a lot of the times, I know you had this experience with your most recent interview.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell that I don't really want to work for them.
Right.
If my interview is mostly about them.
Yeah.
Like, they just talk about themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I thought I was supposed to talk about myself. Right. Like, whose interview is this?
Yeah.
You
know? Or, like, asking you questions that you just have no way of knowing. And I get it. They want to see, like, who has the best response and all that. But...
Okay, that was kind of rare because I've never had that
really?
Done before. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if they ask you some of those, like... what if questions and, you know, just put you on the spot like that the entire interview. You know, that to me was a little bit of a turn off. The guy, though, I mean, even the store manager even was like, I was like, you're the store manager?
How old was he? Was he young or
well,
like,
no,
was
he
just...
young, but he just was off, like, socially awkward, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's why he's a manager of a Yogurtland.
Yeah, that's true. So
he didn't ask anything about your experience or like why
you
love Yogurtland.
He asked me what it entailed. Yeah, he asked me like what my prior experience in customer service entailed. So I talked about the business and stuff, but
yeah.
He was like, "Yeah, I never heard of that." And I was like, "All right,
okay. Well, I've never heard of you. Nice
I know.
To meet you."
Like,
yeah,
you know, I don't know.
Does it have to be a known place? Like,
exactly. Like, I feel like they think I'm lying or something, especially when I say it's a family business. But, you know, I know someplace out there is going to be cut out for me. There's somewhere
yeah,
out there.
For sure.
That is for me. And we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Tara, keep in mind, it took me 2 years
yeah.
to find my first job. And I think most of that was because I'm so young and I had
yeah.
only volunteer experience.
Right.
And, yeah. But then as I got a little bit older, more opportunities opened up because
yeah.
of my age.
Right.
And then I think I just became more mature, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Do you actually want to get Yogurtland?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Wait, just the sample cups or actual?
You know, we can go actual this time.
Okay.
It's a very stressful trying to walk out with 5 sample cups in your hands and trying to back out of
yeah.
the parking space. I almost ran over someone last time, but you know.
I seared. You were eating your sample.
And I was literally
in the passenger seat.
Literally. Because we didn't want them to see.
Yeah, we wanted to beeline out of there.
Yeah.
How long is this? I feel like our podcasts are never that long.
Okay.
20 minutes?
Good
that was
timing.
Longer than our last one.
Yeah.
Heads up, you're now recording long-term audio. Certain sharing features will be disabled.
Oh, dang it. All right, well.
You know, it's all right.
Yeah.
You know, I get emails, like, every few weeks, like, randomly, and it'll be like, your podcast is now available on Google, Spotify, this random thing,
wow.
you know? And I'm like, I didn't even know they had podcasts. Like,
yeah.
What the heck, you know?
Well,
so,
everyone out there, whether
yeah.
you're listening, an Apple Podcast, Spotify.
Anywhere.
iTunes, whatever.
Anchor, right here on Anchor.
Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that we gave you a little bit of insight, especially Kalani coming from experience and me coming as someone who is just going stepping into right this. Now. Yeah. I hope we gave you a little bit of insight. We wish you the best of luck. If you're in a job, currently looking for a new one, or just stepping out into the work field like I am.
Yeah.
Good luck. And remember,
patience and confidence. This podcast wasn't that funny. It was more of a just talking, you know?
Yeah.
But, I ate french fries during it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks again.
All right.
And until next time.
See you later.